Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Ah, shalom, 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 all that are gathered here this evening. Hallelujah on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me log into the chat here real quick and see if we are coming in loud and clear. Yeah, it looks like nobody in the room. Wow. Well, praise ya. Praise ya, praise ya. Well, Teacher Shane here on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully I am coming in. Let the chat room. Okay, good. Thank you, Sister Green. Hallelujah. Coming in loud and clear. Well, praise ya. Amazing on the brothers segment of Blog Talk Radio. We seem to have the least amount of participants. Well, praise ya. All is well. We will continue to bring forth the word, bring forth the blessings of Yah and his abundant mercies, to bring forth his word and his good news. Hallelujah. For Yah is worthy to be praised. You may have just one person in the room, two people in the room. Hallelujah. We're still here gathered. Still having fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Karina. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, this is Teacher Shane on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. Bless you all. To all of those that are in Yah, in his love, that are striving to enter. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Bless you all. Hope all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Hallelujah. Been a good day. This first day, a lot has been accomplished. Very thankful that even in the dead season, there's still grace and mercy. Even as we heard the message yesterday, as the Most High Yah is desiring that his people, their ear inclined to him and not to evil workers. As there's other dissenting voices amongst us that would desire to turn us away from the faith. Some that are envious, some that are jealous, some that are mad. They carry these spirits, and they desire fellowship with these spirits, but they don't want fellowship with the true family of Yah. Ain't that amazing? They rather keep company with the enemies of their soul. Don't know why. I've been in this too long. Been through many wars. I understand my apprehension, what I've been apprehended for, and I continue on that journey. Because I have to keep my eyes, and you have to keep your eyes on the prize. You have to keep your eyes forward. We've got to get home. We do have to get home. When we start understanding that this world is not our world, but Yahweh and his grace and his mercy and in his benefits, he has prepared us for a world to come. And I think when I look at it, as I look at and I understand my everlasting Redeemer, my everlasting Savior, I think my investments should always be with him. Because he first invested in me. He invested in you. reason you are able to hear his voice is because of this investment. Yah had given him children. And here we are, it appears, that we are the children of Yah, and some of us are still not grasping this aspect of being in Yah. As he desires to be a father. And day by day, we will see the depthness, the deep, the width, the length, the height of the Father as we continue on as being his seed and his children. When we start understanding that he has birthed us at this time and this hour to be an ambassador, to represent him. As many of us, we have come out of the world when we represented the Hasatan with no problems. No hiccups. And it seems like some, when they come over, as Pastor said, and to this walk, all of a sudden, they want to question truth. They, at times past, and I understand my background in times past, that I didn't have such a questioning and doubting heart of the things that I walked prior, that walked in prior to conversion. But I've learned these many years, the thing that I really need to question is me, myself, and not those that are around me. Because as I hear the word of Yah coming unto me saying, and it comes to unto us, each and every one, and it says something to each and every one of our beings. It will not talk to our flesh as some may perceive that it does, forgetting that Yah is a spirit, and the only part of us that he actually communicates with us is what he has put in us. This is the connection that we have with Yah. The seed that he has put in us, the seed that we cleave to, the seed that has birthed us, the seed that has given us eyes to see and ears to hear. It's all because of him. These benefits seem to escape our minds certain times, certain hours, certain minutes, certain seconds. But Yah has purposed in himself from the foundation of the world. And just because he has purposed in himself, and thus we are. From that point, from the beginning, and then purpose us for this end, that this whole thing is not in vain, that from Noah and Abraham and David and Isaiah and Ezekiel and all that went on before us, great cloud of witnesses, that they are waiting for us to come in, to fulfill the perfect, to bring wholeness to this marriage, wholeness to this family, fullness of the word, fullness of the body. If it was not for them, how could we be made perfect? And if it is not for us, they said, how could they not be made perfect? They endured. They endured much affliction, much persecutions, not receiving the promise. And here we are, people in the flesh that have received the promise. Why Do we want to squander it? Think about it. There is a lot going on that we somehow, some way will not allow to enter into our perception that Yah wants us to see. To look upon him, to look upon his face, to see of his saving grace. It's daily that we get to see of his saving grace, to be in Yah. This is the best beneficial life insurance plan that you could ever invest in. And a down payment made for us? Yeshua HaMashiach himself becoming death for us? Man, the policy was made sure. The policy was on a perfect foundation. Thank Yah for my friend Yeshua. I thank Yah for my friend Jesus, the author. He's the one that began a good work in every one of us. And his promise is, and his covenant is, that he will finish it if we faint not in well-doing. We hold fast to that which he has invested in us. No new thing under the sun. But there is something new under the S-O-N. Quite a few Sabbaths back, that brought forth a teaching on under the sun, S-U-N, or under the sun, S-O-N. Trying to teach the people of Yah. It is a burden, it is a task. And this far in time afterwards, I see that very few people understood that teaching. Because all I talked about was two points of light. We are a people caught up with what we see naturally. From what the natural sun gives us natural light. And that's where a lot of our perceptions, conceptions, whatever it may be, arise from. And then on the same perspective, we have the light of the S-O-N, the true light. We got one light that is temporary. We got another light that is eternal. We got one light that we walked in the times of our sinfulness, times of paganism, the old man days, when he walked according to the course of this world, and the only way he could walk in his path was lighted by a temporal S-U-N. That's why his misery was great. That's why his sorrow was great. Because that light which he walked in was so temporary. But under the S-O-N, that light which is going to light the city that we're being called into, that place whereinto our Master and our Savior went to prepare a place for us so that he could be the light of it. forsaking the light of this world. For many of us, I know it is a tearing. That is why we question the Creator. But while we were walking under the sun, S-U-N, there was no contradiction. There was no questioning. Whatever light shone upon, whatever the voice said, the temporal voice said, we followed. Do this, do that. Yeah. Now, in this kingdom, we're under the S-O-N. Why do we want to question that light when it shows certain things in us that are contrary, certain things in us that offend? When it contradicts the very light which we used to walk in. Because we see ourselves in a certain light. And most of that time, that light is so temporal. We have learned the ways of the sun. That's why the religion of Christianity has all its children. They are continuing under the sun. They're doing as the statehood would have them to do, as Constantine imperially sanctioned that Christianity would be the state religion. And the same spirit continues unto this day. But they're still trying to bring in the Goths and the Visigoths and the Gauls and all the pagans of the land. To make them a twofold more child of hell. A twofold more deeper pagan. They're under the S-O-U-N. And that's the only light that they will receive. That's the only light they will perceive one another with. That's the only light that their truth. As they said, that is your truth. Because they only can see with temporary light. Light from a created celestial thing. Don't want this to be too deep for us. I pray by the power of the Most High God to bring this in simply. Sometimes I know and I understand to get into His light and start seeing things for what it is for. The true light shines. The real light shines in darkness. And we know the darkness comprehends it not. You see, many times when true light shines in us, then darkness wants to rise up its voice in us, and it wants to protect itself. That's when we need the light of the Son of Yah to come in and say, whoa! Before offense and all this other corruption comes in. And start putting the light of the S-O-N onto us. Onto self. Not on your brother, not on your sister. But the light of the Son to see yourself clearly. By the light of the S-U-N, it wants you to accuse others. See, the mighty one of this world, he has dominion over that light. And marvel not. Many times, His ministers are transformed into ministers of light, but it is not the light of the S-O-N. We've got to really divorce this world in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits, and let the light of the glorious kingdom of Yah come in. Then we can see clearly. But this light comes first to our house. Judgment begins at our house first when we let that light in. And will we receive that light gladly? When it shows imperfections in us, inconsistencies in us, sins, iniquities, and transgressions in us. But the light of the S-U-N, it will not do this. It will rather accuse others so that it may be comfortable in its own sin. They like being the family of sin, so they protect one another. I'm not under that, son. I don't want to be under the S-U-N. I've been called unto the kingdom to come, and I understand the sun, S-O-N, that's going to be the light of that world, and that's the light I want. So when rebuke and reproof and admonishment and exhortation, I receive it gladly. Because I am in Yah now. And if truth comes knocking at my door, I must let it in. And if it shows something in me that is contrary, that offends my Elohim, I will receive it gladly. I must receive it gladly. I cannot continue in my former estate. Because Yah has called me into his habitation that he ordained from the foundation of the world. Why should I renege on it? Why should I resist the creator? Why should I reply, why have you made me this? Why did you call me this? Why am I here? Why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? When Yah and his sun and his light's trying to get you home, trying to be a light unto your feet and a lamp unto your path, what do we say as Christianity, all the religion, they want to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path to bring you away. As you heard Shabbat, these ministers that propose themselves to be ministers of light. The only way they can minister in this is in the light of this world, the lust of this world. And they do. We can understand how much the love of Yah is trying to reach us each and every day. How the hand of Yah is reaching down. And there's things in us that just slap it away because we don't want that light. We'd rather have the former light. Oh, the leeks and the garlic. The hell with the old life. Do you love all of it? That's biting and devouring and that envy and that jealousy and that looking all over your shoulder. All that worry and all that fear. Let that light continually was shining to you. When the light of the S-O-N comes in, promise you long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. The light that truly, truly just rips the cover, rips the veil off what is really going on. Why do you want to walk in the shadows? Why do you want to go back to the shadows? When you can walk in his light. The kingdom of Yah is within you. And who is the light of that kingdom? Is it the natural light of the issue? In hell no. It's going to pass away. But the testimony, the reports say, and the word will remain. So I want that in me which will remain, that which I have been predestined to, that which I have been created for, that which I have been called unto. But that can be entered in due time into the place of the chosen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just really get ourselves out of the way. The biggest enemy that HaSatan is using is you. It comes to you first, speaking in your ear, trying to bring his light to certain situations. Didn't you see this? Didn't you see that? Oh, didn't you hear this? Didn't you hear that? But in the end of it all, when you start hearkening to that light, you see, all of a sudden, I'm in darkness. I'm estranged from Yah. I see death. I'm separated. And if it wasn't for the light of Yah coming to Israel again, and the light of Yah coming to his people again in precepts and commandments when they were read before all the people from morning to evening. When the light entered in, then the people saw clearly, oh, it is me, oh Yah, it is me. Not them, it is me. So they come. And again, they were delivered from under the S-U-N and put back under the shroud and the covering of the S-O-N. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Well, saints, we've been in a study in the book of Ephesians. We've had our Torah portion. Oh, hallelujah. I wish we could get our eyes tuned. We've got to see the way our Elohim sees. He wants us to see the way he sees. This is part of the inheritance. This is part of the fellowship. This is the benefits of Yah. That's why he brings his word to you. And so many administrations. We just perceive the love of Yah. How his word goes forth so many ways. And when we know it's his word and we find something in us that is rejected, and that's when we need to attack that thing in us, not one another. Because if we deal with that thing in us first, when we have the light of the sun in us first, then we can be dispensers of light to our brother and our sister when they are ensnared and entrapped in the same manner. This is the mind of Messiah. That's why he was on the tree, to pierce the veil, to bring light to you. But we refuse to pierce our own veils. Why veil yourself in sadness? Why veil yourself in envy and jealousy and hatreds and emulations and murders and deceits? Because under the light of the S-U-N, this goes on continually. That's why you've seen the preacher say, well, hallelujah. 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 So again, bless you all. I just get excited about our Elohim, and you should be too. When you taste daily, daily of his goodness, when you taste daily of his mercy and his loving kindness and his gentleness, we just stay under the light of the S-O-N. You'll be able to see this. You'll be able to receive it. You'll be able to walk under that light. Then you will have confidence. You will have a surety. Your feet will be upon the rock. I want my feet upon a sure foundation. And I have to look at the one for first fruits who was upon the tree establishing the foundation from the beginning. Because in the end of this all, you really look at it. You really simply break this down. There are going to be children of the Hasatan that will perish. But there are the children of Elohim that are going to bear the report, that are going to hold the testimony, that are going to be the judges in eternity. Because we have lived his life in us. We will have the testimony. We will be true witnesses of the sacrifice. So what if your family does this and says this against you? Oh, well, they are under the S-U-N. Well, what about your family under the S-O-N that loved you clearly for who you are, that love you as Messiah loves you, the true children of light that look beyond your faults, that look beyond your shortcomings, that look beyond your infirmities, and calls you brother, and calls you sister with confidence? This is no more small thing that we've been called unto. We are in the real war. In this time, in this hour, we are the soldiers for this dispensation. Let us hold forth the mantle of his light. Let us hold forth the mantle of his mercy. Let us hold forth the mantle of his long-suffering and gentleness, the strength that brought him upon the tree, the strength that caused him to arise above all things, the same strength that is in us to arise above all things, that light, that purpose. Oh, hallelujah, 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 to get us in his order, the way he ordained it from the beginning. We want to be in that light when he looks down and we hear from our Creator, oh, it is good. It is good. And when we're face to face, we want to hear the report of our Creator to look down upon us with smile and love and tenderheartedness and within our innermost being, hear the words, well done, you good. You good and faithful servant. The light of this world don't want you to be servants. Not unto Yah. Hey, they have, in saying the vote, it's better. They say this with pride. It's better to reign in hell and be a servant in heaven. I'm like, that light has lied to them. They think they see. Pharisees thought they saw. Sadducees thought they saw. But the true light was ever before them, and it blinded them. That's why they being of their father, the devil, that hatred and that envy and that jealousy just rose up in them. Exposed them. The true light exposed them for what they were. Oh, hallelujah. 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 The wind does blow where it listed. No man ever knows where it comes from. Spirit of Yah. I thank Yah for his spirit. I thank Yah for his love. It's what keeps me at his well. I'm not thirsting, but, you know, I love the drinking of the water of life. I love the fruit of the tree of life. See, the light of this world will want me to go and pick from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And I do have, as a backdrop, the knowledge of evil, and I will not boast in it. I will not boast in that, my former conversation. I'm glad to be called out of darkness and to understand. To be called out of darkness and then to the kingdom of his dear son, to be in this light now. The nourishing light, the true eternal light. Why? Why should we just cast away such a great calling? I mean, Israel, we've heard it. I mean, it just, the word keeps coming and just say, Israel, Israel, come on. Come on, the light is trying to reach out and call. Shall these bones live? These dry bones? Why should we stay disappointed? Why should we stay in disillusion? Dry bones? You heard from Shavat. What dries the bones? What is drying the bones of Israel? Shall these bones live? When is this body going to come together? When is this body going to receive the water of life? And the Most High is so long-sufferingly preaching to us the word of the S-O-N. We've been so many years under the word of the S-U-N. Come on. Come on. Come on, child of Yah. Let the eyes of your former walk go very dim. Let them become blind. Let Yah give you new eyes. Let Yah give you new ears. A body has he prepared for you. Do you want this body? Or do you want the body that you used to be in? Do you want to go back to your former estate? Or do you want to walk in whereof you have been ordained from the foundation of the world? And the word of Yah is continually coming into us. The love of Yah is continually being trying to reach our spiritual ears, our new man ears. We trying to hear Yah from the old man, the old man. The old man walked under the old sun, the temporal sun. The new man needs light from the S-O-N. He wants light. Hallelujah. 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 Let us continue in our study in the book of Ephesians. Praise Yah. We want to backtrack a little bit. And all that we've heard now, I pray we don't let it slip. It is the foundation of what we're getting ready to talk about. Ephesians 4, 14. That we, there's only a certain we. Do we understand the we that we are? When the word is speaking to us. Now the Christians think that they are the we. While they walk under the light of the S-U-N. But the true we are those that are under the S-O-N. So what will be your testimony? That henceforth be no more children. You hear that word? Children. We heard that word before. Tossed, and I'm in the KJV, tossed to and fro. If you find yourself being tossed to and fro, consider the light that you're walking under. Consider the light that you are receiving. Consider the light. Because you, as a planting of Yah, should not no longer be receiving the light of the S-U-N, of the temporal. You know where I'm going with this. Henceforth, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every word of doctrine. A doctrine that so many voices trying to say, I am this light. And I am this, I'm trying to enlighten you here. And I'm trying to bring you knowledge there. It's trying to pose itself as some eye-opening experience as knowledge. as when Adam eat of the tree he was not supposed to eat of, and the eyes of them both were open. But what were their eyes opened unto before that? Where were their eyes looking then? Look at it from the beginning. So you had this serpent in the tree. In the middle, in the midst of the garden of Yah, trying to give you light. And his so-called light has said, as Yah said. And this light said, Yah is trying to keep you from something. See, this serpent was in the knowledge, in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It was the fruit. Same fruit today that is capturing many. The same tree. Same tree that Christianity is bringing people to. Knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Temporal knowledge? Perishing knowledge. And in the beginning, Yah's purpose was only for us to know the knowledge of Him. And here in the end, He's trying to get us back. The only knowledge that we should be receiving is the knowledge of Him. His light. But you see, in the garden, there was another one trying to present His light. And here we are. Whole world is a stage now. Sin enters into the world, and then death, because the door is open for sin to run amok. And death says, I'm coming, Martin. This disco song is playing, disco ball is rolling around. And the thoughts of man was only evil, only corrupt continually, because this different light now that should not be in the world is now entered into the world. There's only one truth. There's only one way. There is only one life. End of it all, we've got to understand the battle that is set in array. The one that wanted to be like the Most High, and the one who is the Most High. The child of Yah rose up. Choose you whom this day you will serve. That mighty voice of Yahshua said, as for me, in my house, we will serve Yah. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the slight. Here, sleight of men and cunning craftiness. Now these men, they lie in wait to deceive. Deceive? They lie in wait to take you out of your place, to take you out of the area, the habitation, the estate whereof you are planted. They want to pluck you up. Speaking the truth. We only know there is one truth. And it comes from the S-O-N, not the S-U-N. The S-U-N has no truth. But speaking the truth in love. Why? But in this light we may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, even Messiah. And it says 16, from whom the whole body, his body, the assembly, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. I'm looking at this and I understand now, Most High Yah. Why community is the light of this hour? Is the realm of light, is the habitation of light in our time. According to the effectual working to in the measure of every part, making increase in the body unto the edifying of itself in love. It's a beautiful thing when a community starts clicking and understands every member of that community understands its part within that community. Then the body works like a well-oiled machine. And we start with verse 17. And we begin as we continue our study in Ephesians. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Master, that you henceforth, from this time forward, as you receive this word, walk not as other Gentiles, other pagans, other heathens walk. Where? How did they walk? How did we used to walk? In the vanity of our mind, and our mind was so predicated on the knowledge of what the S-U-N gave us, on the knowledge of what public education gave us, on the knowledge of what the television, its light, gave us. We were in the public schools, reading the public books, and so-called history and whatever it may be, trying to bring forth their light. Therefore, our structure in times past was according to that. Our mind, our will, and our emotions were slave to the mighty one of this world. Because in Adam, we died. Now they received another light. That was given unto him a helpmeet. But light told him, don't do this. Don't do that. But we see in time what light the first Adam rendered himself unto, bowed his knee unto. And when this light entered in, blame entered in. This woman you gave me. When the light True Light said, you're the head. You could have overruled this oath. You could have disannulled. But have not Yah made Adam another helpmeet? Just as it so is now, Yah has made Messiah another help. Hello, assembly! Who is our Messiah coming back? You ain't married to. Who are you likened unto? He being called the second Adam? Let us hear light, the sun, S-O-N light. Who do you think is the second Eve? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Messiah, that you henceforth walk. Not as other Gentiles walk. And how do they walk? In the vanity of their mind. When the word, the sunlight tells us to walk in his light, as he is light. This vanity. What does it mean in vanity? It means what is devoid of truth. Messiah says, I am. I am. The light says, I am. The truth. I am. The way. I am. The light, the same I am that said, I am that I am. When it was inquired, what shall I say? Who shall I say sent me? Who shall we say that sent us? Who shall we say that saved us? Who shall we say that keeps us? We are that we are. Because the I am continues to be the I am. And from this time forth, and from that time coming, we shall remain, because the I am will remain. Because we that are in his light, it is destined and it is written, it is proclaimed that we will remain. Why squander? Why squander the vocation wherewith you have been called? Vanity. Vanity. Didn't the preacher say vanity? A vanity. All is vanity. Because the preacher was preaching of all that he endured under the S-U-N. Giving testimony of being under the S-U-N. When you read Ecclesiastes, under the S-U-N is so much proclaimed, written. Solomon himself given testimony of being once under the S-O-N and then under the S-U-N. And they're given record of all what becomes to all men that are under the S-U-N. I mean, that record, do we believe the report? It is written for our admonition, for our learning, upon whom the ends of the world are come. There are vain places in our mind that's got to get removed. That is why the benevolence of Yah brings us to a place of deliverance. The benefits of Yah allows grace to have a place of repentance and deliverance, to where a door is opened, to where you can get these things out of your house. The judgment come to your house and let you know, hey, these things should not be in the house. So get them out of the house. You want Yah in your house? You want Yah in your closet? You want Yah in your basement? Get all this crap out that offends him. Because the light of the S-O-N will let you know what offends our Elohim. Vanity, what is devoid of truth and appropriateness? It's perverseness. It's depravity. In the epistles to the Romans, the same thing is echoed in Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew Yah, they glorified him not as Yah, because they still walking in the vanity of their mind. And while they were in the vanity of their mind, neither were they thankful. And because with the vanity of their mind, devoid of truth, they became vain in their imaginations. And the end of all, then their foolish heart was darkened. Now in the same verse in the Lamsa translation, listen, Lamsa New Testament, Ephesians 4:17. This I say therefore, and I give testimony to this. I will give credence to this. I will give witness to this. Testify in Messiah that you henceforth live not as other Gentiles who live in the vanity of their mind. Whoa! It gives a little, their life is upon their soul, all their temporal knowledge that the S-U-N has given them. Now, when we read the scriptures, translation of this very same verse, listen, scriptures, Ephesians 4:17, it says, so this I say, and witness, you hear that? And witness in the Master that you should no longer walk as the nations walk in the futility of their mind. But in times past, we read, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 12:2, you know that you were nations. Led away, and this is in the scripture version, that you were nations led away to the dumb idols, to the light of this world. Because the only way you could see dumb idols, if you were given other light, what leads you? Led away to the dumb idols, even as you might be led. And the same verse in the Lamsa translation. I'm going there. Thank you, Brother Josh Turner, for posting the scriptures. Still on course. I know I'm kind of getting off course, but I'm still on course. Hallelujah. But in Lamsa, in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12:2. And it says this in the Aramaic. The Lamsa translation is the Aramaic. In the Lamsa, it has its strong points and it has its weak points. But as the Spirit of Yah gives us light, therefore we walk in that light. So let us hear, perchance, peradventure, what the Spirit is saying to the assembly. In the Lamsa translation in 1 Corinthians 12:2, that once you were pagans. Why? You know, as Pastor preached yesterday, even in Israel, there's some that are still pagans. And don't know it. They do know it, but they don't know it. How do you say that? Dumb. Because it's the light of this world allows you, gives you place to have a cloak of maliciousness. Light of this world, when it entered, it tries to bring you its truth that saying you have a place to hide. Like when Yah come to visit Adam in the cool of the day. And the testimony he got from Adam was, I'm naked. I'm ashamed. Naked? What light told you was naked? What light brought this shame? What light brought this guilt? What light brought this condemnation? Think about it. When he ate, when he first ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and she gave to her husband, he did also eat, consume. It's amazing how much this world wants all its inhabitants to be consumers. Look at that slavery. And we think to be a servant of Yah is a strange thing. As though Yah is hiding something from us. As the serpent beguiled Eve with his light. You know, the serpent wanted to be like the Most High. Not as complex as our natural mind thinks it to be. Not as complex as our fearful mind tries to make it. Not as complex as our envious mind tries to make things. Not as hard as our covetous mind wants to perceive. See, these minds are the mind of the Gentiles. And Paul said, don't be walking. Why are you walking in that light? Has not Yeshua called you out of the S-U-N and brought you to the S-O-N? Oh, hallelujah. 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 Trying to go to a station break here. Let's see if we can get this to work. In the name of Jesus.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Words, the King is coming. The bride must make herself ready. It's a beautiful thing about the feast days. It allows us, the assembly, people of Yah, to make themselves ready. Why do we celebrate tabernacles? Because we have hope. And it's not our hope, it's His hope. And in the end of all of this travail and all this war and all this suffering, we're going to be with the One that has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Not many have been chosen. Not many have been given eyes. Not many have been given ears to hear and see the Creator of their being. Why are you? You. Is it what you compose, you of yourself? Or has our mind changed? And it is getting to the light of our Master and our Savior, and we see ourselves as He sees us. That's where we get and need to be. We're too much still walking under the S-U-N. Still walking as Gentiles, walking as pagans, walking in light of our former walk, when it should have been divorced, when it should have been, when you went down in water, when you were immersed When you separate yourself from the mighty one of this world, you made a proclamation to all when you went in the water, when you were washed, when you made this testimony, when you went through this baptism. And now, to be immersed in fire. Oh, no. Oh, no. My former training, my pagan training, my former long resistance. Who are you, Yah, to invade me? Give all?
Yes. And he says with a still small voice, did I not give all? Did I not give all so that you would have strength to give all? You want that light? Do you want that light? Or do you want the light of your former walk? Will you embrace the true creation wherein the Creator has created you? Do you want to remain on the potter's wheel and his wheel of life? Do you want to understand your Messiah? You got to suffer with him. This is the true light. This is building a testimony unto the day of the great judgment. And that very thing that he has birthed in you will speak. When the spirit of truth that is in you will speak, you won't speak nothing of yourself. It will all come from him. And who shall deny that? When these words are echoing throughout eternity, when the testimony is being sealed by the servants of Yah, when this day, when this whole role is coming to its consummation, when it must be rolled up, when it must come to its fruition, when it enters into its true harvest. And when we get beyond the harvest, shall we enter into the joy of our Elohim? Has he done this in vain? Has he plowed in vain? Has he sowed in vain? Living word is in you. True life is there to walk. For you to walk in day by day, true light that will order your steps, that will light your path. Oh, hallelujah. We just get beyond this veil of flesh. If we can just get beyond ourselves. If we can just get to the place where we are impaled, where we have been put into the earth, and where we give testimony to the resurrection. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Again, I want to go again, as Brother Josh has put in here, back to the verse that's in the Lamsa translation, that once you were pagans, and without exception, you were carried away by dumb idols. Now in Philippians, let us stay in unison. Let us stay in harmony
Let us stay in the pure light of the word. Philippians 3 and verse 18. And it tells us this, for many walk, as we heard yesterday. And it's something we must accept. Even in Israel, that this thing does exist. But Most High Yah has messengers. He has appointed certain at a time to root out tares from the wheat. It's not our job. It's not what we're called into. We've not been given that light. But we still got to walk in the light each and every day wherein Yah has given us for the time present. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Word tells us that which without, it's not going to be the problem. It's that which is within. And we think that which is within, we start pointing with the S-U-N light at others. But the S-O-N light tells us to point out ourselves first and to check yourself first whether you are in the faith. That light, the true light, brings this first and foremost. It will establish this first and foremost. This is the construct. This is the order that Yah has established from the beginning that we resist so much because of our former training, of our S-U-N life, while we were under the S-U-N. For many walk, of whom Paul said, I've told you often. I've told you this many times. Pastor Dow keeps... Messenger, the man of Yah, by the love of Yah, by the anointing of Yah, has told, I've been in this many years and it has heard the pleading of Yah so many years, often, for many walk, of whom I have told you often. And now tell you more, and I've got to somehow reach you, and we don't understand the reaching of Yah, this benefit that Yah tries to reach us. When the true light comes into our world, and the darkness in us won't comprehend it, but we let this darkness have its voice. We'll let this darkness breathe out its slaughterings and its corruptions. We'll let the sin in us protect itself. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping. And in this time, this hour, weeping don't even reach us. We're so calloused, stiff-necked, so hard-hearted. Because we rely on our former training. We don't want Yah to mold us. We don't want Yah to instruct us. No, not your law in my heart. Not your law in my mind. I've got a life. I want to live. If you seek to save your life, well, you choose it. You're going to lose it. Do you like that light? Oh, no. Oh, no. Some rise is going to take away both our place and our country.
I make much commerce after my envies and after my jealousies and after my hatred. Yeah, I bring in a lot of money. My market was good. Until the word of Yah come in and try to destroy it. No, I've got to protect my business.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the impalement of the tree of Messiah of Christ, whose end is destruction,
whose mighty one, their Elohim, is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame. They like to foam out their shame. We're telling you, you did this to me, and you did that to me, and I was offended here, and I was offended there.
Demons, devils, trying to hide. What are you hiding from? You got the testimony when the word of Yah, oh, I'm naked, Yah! And Yah said, who told you was naked? What kind of light you seen from? Who opened your eyes to this? Wasn't my light good enough? Did I not try to show you? Did I not try to protect you? Did I not try to cover you? You're saying this about my light?
Whose end is destruction. Whose mighty one is their belly. And whose glory is in their shame. Oh, that's hard hitting. That is hard hitting. Glory and shame. And you let the voice of shame have a testimony? You let the voice of shame proclaim its temporal light, what it thinks, the knowledge it has received. And you looked at me like this, and you looked at me like that. We need to take account of the things that are in our heart. When the light of the SOE comes in, it shows us the treasures of the S-U-N that we have all of our lives been stacking up. Somehow we just seem to walk in it, seem to trust in it. We seem to have some consolation. We walked in it all these years of our lives. That's the only light we have known. And the true light comes in. We're blind. We can't receive it. We won't be a scribe, a Pharisee, a Sadducee, an Epicurean, and a Stoic. Because of, we got knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. I've got knowledge. I've read all these books, and I've got all this education, Then Yah takes a foolish thing of this world, like Pastor Charles Dow, to confound a theologian who was raised up as some great mighty thing in that arena, was handed his ass. We think, you know, we take a lot of these events for granted. Not allowing the light of the SON to teach us something.
to bring us out of the light of the S-U-N that we've walked so many years in. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. For our conversation, let's end verse 19 in Philippians. Whose end is destruction. Do you want your end to be destruction? Do you want your Elohim to be your belly? Do you want your consolation, your glory to be in shame? Why? Because you mind earthly, temporal things. The only light you desire to receive is the light and air, all the works that you've done under the S-U-N. But under the S-O-N, our conversation is in heaven. And we've got to get our minds there, above this world. From whence also we look for the Savior, the Master, the Creator, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Why? 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 He's going to change our vile body. Why? Why? Why walk in the light of a vile body? In the sight of a vile body? In the hearing of a vile body, because all of us understand, and we've been through, we have a testimony what this vile body has brought us through. Must needs be we got to go through Samaria as Messiah did. Must needs be we got to suffer these things to bring a backdrop that the light of the sun might be more glorious, that means more shining, that means more brilliant, that we will give witness and testimony of these things upon whom the ends of the world are come. And only one shall change our vile body. I understand this vile body. I deal with it day by day. And I thank y'all that I have the ability, the benefit to get my mind off of the vial. And he may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Nothing that's going to be done in the flesh. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of Yah. When we read that and understand that, then we look, oh. Then why am I warring against flesh and blood? Inheritance in this hour? They're trying to make it a vile thing. Order in this hour? They're trying to defile it. The voice of the false prophet is already out. The blasphemies are going forth. We think, well, as Christianity would say, oh, the revelation is so far. The revelation is now. Blasphemies are going forth. So you are a part of the body. You will be blasphemed. You are a part of Yah. You will be blasphemed. Receive it. Don't look at it under the light of the issue in it. So some strange thing has happened unto me. The appointment is here as the children of Yah. The consummation of all things is at hand. We are at the door, as you heard our pastor say, come out of her. We've been too long under the sun.
son has proclaimed a woman.
S-U-N. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look. That's where our eyes should be. That's what should be lightening our eyes. See, the knowledge of Messiah is true light. It's true vision. It's true sight. When we can truly receive as he sees us, and quit receiving the condemnation of the devil, because he's gonna report to you the way he sees you. Somehow we like to receive that report. We won't receive y'all's report. We won't receive the true light report. But somehow, some way, we're just so accustomed to the accuser of the brethren. And we walk in that line, we accuse one another. And therefore, we become the enemies of the impalement, the enemies of the tree. We don't want that death. And Paul, I die daily. I'm on that tree daily. I mean, Yah, he is the potter. We are the clay. We're appointed a certain time to be on that wheel. Will we allow him to mold us into the vessel he desires us to be molded into? Or do we like being snatched off the wheel by the Hasatan? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just dealt with one verse tonight. You know, Pastor asked, you know, every chapter, every two chapters, every 10 chapters. Let's get to the point, you know, where if we read one verse, even just for the day, I think, you know, this is good food. This is lawful food. To meditate. Even on that one verse, on the two verses. Yah's light is so nourishing. Yah's light will spring us up if we allow it. It will give us daily what we need. The righteous are not forsaken. Yah said, I'll provide all your needs according to my riches. Where? Not on this earth, but it's in glory. So if your mind and your heart and your soul and your spirit's in glory, then you are connected. Then you are nourished. That's simple. See, the light of the S-U-N encourages us to do our own works. When the light of the S-O-N says, the work has been done, why don't you enter into it? Why do you resist the kingdom that I have prepared for you? Come on, enter in
enter under my wing. Will I not protect you? The report has been written from beginning to end. I've tried in Israel wrote to protect my people, but they desired another king. Who is your king? Your flesh, your savior? Is your library your savior? Your knowledge, your savior, that you amassed all these? I've read so many books, and I read this book, and I read that book. And all this, I have not read the book. I've been distracted in reading all these books. I didn't look at the book that the Most High Yah wants me to see is me. What the book was written for. One Yah, one faith, one baptism. Do we want to be in that book, the book of life? Do you want to live his life now in this present evil world so that your name will be written in the book of life? Our Satan don't have no book. Our Satan, he has a judgment. He knows his time is short. He wants you out of the book. And all that followed him, they are envious. They are jealous. You're going to replace them. Well, hallelujah. If you're appointed to replace, if you're appointed to be in the house of Yah, live it. Enjoy it. Relish it. Fight this good fight of faith. Live the word unto the appointed time. So that when your eyes are about to be closed, you can have the testimony. I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. Wherefore is laid up for me. You going to lay up treasures in this world? Or are you going to enter into the treasures with Yeshua? By his sacrifice has allowed his children to be partakers of. The book's not closed yet. We seem to close it certain times of our life. Yah, and you got to get to the consciousness that Yah is in control. Your mind needs to be on him and not yourself. You want peace? You want peace that passes understanding? Daily, keep your mind on him. It's just amazing when we get our minds on ourselves. We open the door to the wicked one. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah, the few that were in here this evening. For those that were not here, oh well, hopefully the rebroadcast will be as well to them. But in this walk, in these many years of the walk, I understand that I am bought with a price. I am no longer my own. I got to walk in the vocation wherewith I have been called. I've got to make my calling and election sure. So you've got to make your calling and election sure. As Pastor says, is he the only one that's got to keep the law, statutes, and commandments while you go free and do what you want and walk as others in the vanity of their own mind? Come on! You think we just broadcast these words just to suffice? the time? Are we speaking our words? Or are we speaking the light of the S-O-N? Choose you whom this day you will serve.